Comedian Lauren Maul does a lot of deliciously kooky characters. The naive Cindy Sunday can't have any babies, no matter how long and hard she prays. Cabaret queen Marilyn Summers doesn't get just how bad her jazz standards are. And Connie Howe is forever stuck in the 90s wave of feminist stand-up comedy.
Today, our favorite gal behind the Felt Puppet Show in Chicago's hit comedy group, The Best Church of God, joins us to take a look at some of the reactions to Osama bin Laden's death.
Which celebrity knew about the takedown before the president?
The biggest mind fucks.
Fox News' biggest fail yet.
And what exactly did they do with bin Laden's body, since no one wanted it?
Gary Weddle, the kooky man who vowed not to shave until bin Laden was captured, finally shaved his long, scruffy, bin Laden-like beard.
Also, the new white iPhone isn't thicker just because it's white.
Cher talks about Chaz Bono's sex change.
Justin Bieber gets egged during a concert in Australia and then told to sit down on the plane ride home.
Rick Springfield wishes Jesse's girl would pull him out of the drunk tank.
And Kellan Lutz accidentally goes shirtless on Muscle Beach.
I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Fillion.
And this is Feast of Fun. Hi guys, this is Cher. Please support the Feast of Fun. Go to feastoffun.com/donate and make a contribution. I know you have some money in your pockets. Come on, cuff it up. That's right. Good. Doesn't that feel better now? Yesterday, our whole show got dominated by the real-life Emperor Palpatine, that is Osama bin Laden, who got shot in the head by the U.S. military, and his body is buried at sea. But today we have a different kind of emperor, that's Darth Maul, or better known as Lauren Maul, Chicago comedian, who's doing a fabulous show and slays them in the audiences here in Chicago.
I love this comparison.
With her lightsaber of comedy.
And you, the last Thursday of every month, you're at the Town Hall Pub, and the show is free. Plug it, baby.
It's called the Connie Howe Show and Open Mic. 10 p.m. free Town Hall Pub. That's, we have a Bloody Menzies Marys on special.
$5. That's the straight bar in on Halsted Street.
So you're performing in a straight bar in the middle of Chicago's gay neighborhood, Boys Town.
Mm-hmm. Because it reminds me of Nebraska. It's like a small town.
You're
bar,
the minority
like.
There.
Yeah.
And so tell us about this character you've created. That she's inspired by Paula Poundstone and Julia Sweeney.
Yes, and also just people in my past, like a PE teacher I had. And
what's then, her name, though?
The character?
Yeah.
Or the PE teacher? No, the character
both
is the character is Connie Howe, as in how you doing? Zing!
Oh.
She's like that kind of like terrible jokes. She's just all confidence and no talent.
But you were really attracted to female comedians from the 1990s.
Yeah, because they're all about girl power.
About feminism. Mm-hmm. And as a post-feminist girl, we're all really just, you know, feminism is really about humanity.
What's about feminism?
Equality.
And a wry look at what it means to be a woman.
But it is an interesting situation that we stand in here, because we really don't have equality.
Mm-mm.
And yet at the same time there's all these new generation of women calling themselves post-feminists.
Mm-hmm.
What does that even mean?
It just means that they want to wear short skirts and, you know, do what they want. I
want to fight for equality and be sexy.
Yeah,
that's what you're saying, isn't it?
In my mind, feminism is just equality, and I know a lot of people get angry about like calling them their own selves a feminist. Like, it's just such a touchy word, and I think that's silly. But just,
well,
like,
I
just
guess,
equality. That's
I think
all.
The thing is, though, when people think feminism, they think really unattractive women.
Yeah.
And so that's the thing, is like, they don't want to be called a feminist because,
like,
basically
Connie,
you're saying, you're calling me ugly.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to
oh.
be. That's what it is. They want to be, you know. Pretty.
Or they think that, like, being married and having kids is like, you can't be that and be a feminist.
No.
Yeah,
you know what it is? It's the haters swinging the debate,
mm-hmm,
to make it so if you're fighting for equality, you're seen as unsexy. But
mm-hmm,
there's nothing sexier than equality, honey. And a nice pair of tits.
And equal pay. Nothing like some equal pay.
You stick that dollar bill between your a bikini top, honey, and this is what we're talking about, equality.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
No,
like,
it's funny because the only women workers that get paid more than their male counterparts are models and sex workers.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. That is true. And female models get paid a heck of a lot more than men. Like, it's like 500 times more or something crazy.
If you're like a muscle male model, you're basically like a slave wages. Mm. Poor guys are just, they have to steal eggs from birds' nests in order to keep the muscle. That's how poor they are.
That's so sad. Like a robin's egg omelet.
Yeah. Aww. And it's dangerous. But anyways, so what is it about the
90s? Like the blue shells to make jewelry out of, you know, like
and sell it at a Colombian market.
Yeah. Okay.
But so let's talk about your 80s, the 90s comedians. Like, why this generation of women like attracted you?
Because they don't take shit, and they were just like putting stuff out there, not caring about how they looked or what people thought about it. Because it was before the internet, so they weren't like doing their shows thinking, oh no, I could say something that will get me into trouble and it's going to be on YouTube. Because YouTube didn't exist back then.
So they were like very cautious.
They weren't cautious.
They were not.
Yeah, they were not. They were just like balls out.
Everything was ephemeral.
Yeah.
Because like you did a show, nobody was videotaping you.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe they could report.
I mean, you could have
it
on VHS.
Right, maybe.
Have an article.
But like, I don't remember like a Paula Poundstone or Bette Midler saying anything that was like horrifyingly controversial.
No, I mean, they weren't. I really admire them just for their, they were doing something different than the guys were at the time, but also kind of also being like the guys.
Yeah.
It's hard to explain because the character herself doesn't, she's kind of just made up from a PE teacher and an actual comic that I know. And so.
So you know an actual comic that's stuck in the 90s.
Yeah. And
that's Cameron Esposito.
No.
No. She has good blazers though. But this is an actual stand-up and I saw her at a show recently and then it gave me that much more material. And it
was she sporting like the Paula Poundstone tie?
She was actually, I don't want to say.
I asked Paula Poundstone on the show, why do you wear those? I mean, those suits to a certain point are actually not helping your career in any way. They look weird. I keep staring at the suit as opposed to listening to what she has to say. You know? And I'm like,
Was it the suit or the ties?
It's everything. Like, she's dressed up like a clown, like a, you know, crazy child molester clown. And it's like, you know, considering that she's actually been charged for child endangerment, it's not this kind of thing you want to be wearing. You know? And so I asked her on the show, I was like, why do you wear those crazy suits? And she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. She denied it.
The thing is, though, you referenced it in the past. You're like, in the 80s, you wore those suits.
No, now.
Oh, okay.
I
remember it as being in the past.
And I pointed to the fact that on her book cover, she wore a white version of the same crazy tacky suit.
And then she's like, but she was also playing off like, I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't know.
I think that was like the entire interview was her denying everything.
Denying the outfit she was wearing at the time.
Do you know that for a fact that one of the most highly searched search traffic terms engines on Google is Paula Poundstone a lesbian? And people like go to that interview that we did with her because it's like one's ever had the nerve or guts to ask her why do you identify as asexual, because every lesbian will tell you that Paula Poundstone is not asexual, she's a woman.
Nobody ever says though I know for a fact she's a lesbian. Nobody, I've never heard anybody say that. They're all like, she seems like a lesbian, she comes off as a lesbian, but she spent most of the interview saying that she's not a lesbian, that she's asexual. That's
like asexual.
She was
pride.
Defending her ties. And then she was also saying I'm asexual.
And you know, and this is a giveaway, is when a closeted lesbian says that she's love with a man, and the man is Denzel Washington. That's like having a girlfriend in Canada.
Well, lesbians all have like, they have like five men that they'll have sex with. One of them is Denzel Washington because they have to get the ethnic guy in there. Mm-hmm. And the other one's Johnny Depp, Brad Pitt. And then there's a couple more that are.
Oh, and Tom Cruise.
And Tom Cruise and Justin Bieber probably.
He looks like a woman.
Yeah, poor Justin Bieber. He like got pelted with eggs. And then when he was on the airplane on the way home in Australia, he was so unnerved by it that he didn't even want to stay in his seat. He went to the back of the airplane when the seatbelt sign was on, and the airline attendant said, if you are going to act like a child, we will treat you like a child. He got served. Poor
he
Justin
is a
Bieber.
Child. He's like 16.
Well, but he's our little man. He's our little pop star.
He got pelted with eggs?
He got pelted with eggs on stage.
Who would go to a Justin Bieber concert just to pelt him with eggs? That's just mean.
You know, haters gotta hate. I've been pelted with eggs.
More fun than just watching the concert. I don't know. I threw some eggs in my time.
Honey, you really? You
nothing
pick up
else
those
to
eggs.
Do in a small town.
We live in hard times. You pick up those eggs and you make an omelet.
Mm-hmm.
What did you throw eggs at?
Well, I was in high school and I think I was just trying to impress a boy at the time. Mm-hmm. Went to the Hy-Vee, picked up some eggs, drove around a car. They let me throw a couple of them, but I missed everything. And the town was so small that the manager of the Hy-Vee knew
what's
my parents.
What's a Hy-Vee?
It's like a grocery store in Nebraska. And Hy-Vee. But they called my dad. They were like, we saw your daughter in the store buying a large amount of eggs late at night.
Oh.
Oh.
I was like, oh man, why do they have to know who I am in this small town? So
it was like a chick like you at a Justin Bieber concert trying to impress her boyfriend who doesn't like Justin Bieber. And she's like, please forgive me, Justin, as I pelt you with delicious eggs.
It would be pretty fun. So you make his hair look nice.
So what kind of jokes? What kind of jokes does Connie Howe make?
Well, I have a whole Twitter feed full of them.
Oh, really? Should we look at them?
Yeah, you can read some. My favorite joke of Connie's.
What is it? Twitter.com. People can follow Twitter.com/Connie Howe.
The Connie Howe.
Because there's already another Connie Howe.
No, just because she's the real deal.
That page doesn't exist.
I think it's what?
How do you spell the real
Connie Howe? Has the E on the end of Howe.
Oh my
the
God, you make
Connie
this so
Howe.
Hard.
I know, I'm
is
so sorry.
Is it Connie
sorry,
with an
listeners.
IE or Connie with a Y?
IE. IE and Howe and
Dave. Okay, here we go. So I told my pubic hair stylist that I wanted the Donald Trump, and she gave me a Merkin.
Ayo.
Zing!
Okay, let's spell this. The real Connie Howe.
Mm-hmm. It's just the Connie Howe.
Oh, no, I thought you said the real Connie Howe.
No, the Connie Howe. Howe.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Handsomer than Paula Poundstone and more regrettable than Carlos Mencia. I hope you like period jokes.
Zing,
here we
zing.
Go. I don't wax my vagina out of principle, and that's because I like to pretend Gene Shalit's going down on me.
That's a visual one.
Found an M&M under one of my massive chest sacks yesterday. Melts in your mouth and under your tits.
So great
and
to hear men
pants.
Read these jokes.
The joke is melts in your mouth and in your pants.
Ooh. That's I need to add that. Add it to the end of that Twitter.
I just coined the term lady taint. People take note. Heyo!
Sometimes I want to put a little bun in my oven just to see if it'll bake. It is really warm in there. Zoinks!
My favorite is, what's the big deal with abortion? It's just a little baby liposuction.
Oh, that is good. I like
that is
it.
Good.
Zing, that's a zinger.
Sometimes I want to pull. Okay, here we got that one. The difference between a fart and a queef is the difference between poop and blood. Heyo.
That's just science.
There's science behind it.
Because Connie that you, teaches health too, so she's also very fact based in her jokes.
A good day is when I don't shit out a baby, even though it might feel like I did. So I take it Connie, is Connie a mother or Connie's not a mother?
No, she's not. She just likes, she likes to stick anything in there.
I like
but
this
she doesn't
one.
Like anything coming out, really.
This one is very universal for gay men everywhere. There's something about listening to classic rock that always makes me want to have butt sex. Is that just me?
Just watched Eddie Murphy Raw. What does he know about Raw? I'm the one using a sandpaper vibrator. Ayo!
Ayo!
Ouch.
You know, for gay men, the term Raw is called the
bare
way
packing.
The way straight people have sex without condoms.
Oh, hey.
Did you know that?
Hey, I do that all the time. Living on the
You're
edge.
A barebacking.
I'm a barebacker. I'll have to tell my fiance that. I think that's hot.
Oh my god! Where were you when Osama bin Laden? When you heard the news that Osama bin Laden had been killed by the U.S. military?
It's really sad. I was in the shower listening to light radio, and the guy DJ on 100.3, he told me, he goes, "Today I'm going to say go USA, and if you're a real American, you know what I'm talking about." And I didn't know what he was talking about until I went online. I was like, "Oh, he's just happy because someone's dead." That's what go USA means.
And then he played Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton's "Islands in the Stream."
He did. Either that or Doobie Brothers. Like he just it's all good.
So he's like, so this is like a light radio station, mm-hmm. and they're all like, "Osama bin Laden is dead."
And even on the oldies radio station, they were like, "Go USA." They had a quote from Mark Twain about I never wish anybody dead, but I am happy to read some obituaries. Like that quote.
That's a good one.
It is a good one. I was like, go Mark Twain, but not for like the whole country. Like for, it's just funny.
Well, I think for everybody, it's like a collective sigh of relief. It's just like, finally that boogeyman's gone.
He can't, you know? He can't bomb me in my sleep now.
Well, honey.
He's under my bed.
One,
that boogeyman may be gone.
After you.
That boogeyman may be gone, but we are still dealing with rebuilding this country and recovering from our self-inflicted wounds that resulted from taking Osama's bait 10 years ago. So, or it was 11 years ago that September 11th happened? 10 years ago to the day, almost to the...
Well, several months September, off. September.
But, and we said we'd never forget. Come on.
I've already forgotten.
<Right. laughs>
Well, it was interesting that the news was broken, not by the President of the United States, it turns out, but by Dwayne The Rock Johnson
on
Twitter.
As all news should be.
So I guess some of his military buddies were like, dude, we just killed Osama bin Laden. They were tweeting or texting The Rock, and then The Rock put it on Twitter, and that's how the rest of the
nation.
Well,
he didn't say it was Osama. He just said, you know, he's proud to be an American. We got some big news coming. So he kind of like, he was one of the first people to do it, as far as we can tell.
That's like telling all your friends, like, I got a really big secret. I can't tell you till later.
Well, I was going to tell it to Mark on the show, and then it just, like, you know.
Well, he's like, do you want me to tell it on the show? And I was just like, well, if it's that. And so I just went to the Huffington Post. It was just like, dead. Mm-hmm. And a picture of Osama. Oh, is it Osama bin Laden's dead? He's like, how'd you...
I really wish like the picture they'd use of him was like his glamour shot, though.
Well, there's like only two photos
just, like,
of him.
Just like a really like glossy photo of him looking pretty.
I think the biggest mindfuck is if the Al-Qaeda people, which is actually, just to clarify, a CNN, the BBC did a whole documentary on Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda, they said that it's actually, they don't name themselves that. That it's the U.S. Intelligence's way to describe the concept behind their organizational, that it's very much like a hive mind. And that's why it was so challenging and difficult to find Osama bin Laden, is because there's not like, it's a pyramid, it's not like a typical organization.
They don't have like a business plan written out and be like, you guys are here and you guys are there.
You can't see like the
like
register of the building.
It's not even like a gang, because a gang has a leader. Mm-hmm. It's more like the gay rights movement, in the sense that we conflict with each other and we don't agree on one central direction.
You know what? It's very much like, it's very much like Sarah Palin and her little targets on little mark, you know, those crosshairs on things where you just put the crosshairs there and, you know, what sticks to the wall sticks to the wall. Is that's how these terrorist organizations work.
I thought it would be interesting if one of these terrorist groups, to give the world a mind fuck, dressed some guy up like to look like Osama bin Laden and released a video saying, you got the wrong guy.
Psych!
Well, you know there's going to be a bunch of conspiracy theorists out there that say he's not really dead, because where's the body? Where's the body?
He's living with Elvis in a trailer somewhere.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I actually did the research here, and that I mean Googled shit.
Corpse search.
So they shot him in the head. They took DNA from him and they compared it to DNA that they had from the family members to confirm that it is Osama bin Laden. They took pictures of him. And in accordance with Muslim religious practices of burying the dead, they washed the body, wrapped him in white, and weighed him on a plank and had a burial at sea with like a religious ceremony. So you can imagine like the military people giving Osama bin Laden a proper burial at sea. And the reason that they buried him at sea is because they called around these countries and said, do you want his body? Do you want his body? And they're like, hell no. Do not. You get rid of, you flush that that goldfish down the toilet. I do not want that thing around here.
Because when you said they got a DNA sample from him after they shot him, I was like a sperm sample?
No, that's not the only DNA.
I know that's
out
not.
There.
I know, but like, my mind went there. I was like,
you were thinking they were stroking
sperm
him.
Sperm sample? What?
They're like,
they
get it out. Stroke him harder.
You know, I guess that when when a man's body dies, like he does ejaculate a little bit.
That's not where they got it from.
Grand mort.
They're like, well, we got some DNA right here. Let's just use this.
Yeah, just like to pull out
don't
a knife.
Be wasteful.
Slice the balls.
But that sperm is good for a while, you know. Mm-hmm. I think, I don't know how, at
least
several
hours.
Someone's
working on a clone right now, I'm sure.
Oh, clone Osama bin Laden with Hitler's brain.
That's the next summer blockbuster.
Well, I can't wait for the movie of what it's going to be, though. It's like, they're going to have a movie of, like, getting him. I wonder, like, so it's confirmed they shot him in the head.
Shot him in the forehead.
Just one time.
Like a zombie. They shot him right in the forehead.
I said, are you Osama bin Laden? Yes, I am.
He died. They attacked him at night. So they used like infrared goggles, and I guess Osama bin Laden knew it was coming.
Because he can see in the dark.
He had a machine gun and he was shooting back.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure he always had that machine gun with him.
I guess so. It's like his teddy bear.
It's like a badass way to roll. I just got this machine gun with me at all times.
And so there, I guess pictures of the place that he was staying have been posted on the internet. And it's like, it's this really, really nice house, but it's kind of like a Mac mansion, just in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Mm.
Like a really nice Mac mansion. And I guess he was living there.
I wonder how long he had been there. Do you think he'd been
for a while.
Do you think he's been there for like all those 10 years? Because there was reports he's living in a cave. He's there. He's here. He's there.
You need dialysis machines because he's on dialysis. So I'm surprised. Seriously, I'm surprised that he lasted as long as he did.
Maybe he got a kidney. Who knows?
Oh, man.
There's lots of kidneys around.
They robbed my kidney.
Yeah.
He could have just flown to India, gotten a kidney, and then put it in, and then...
Osama. He does what he wants.
So, the Afghanistan president has had his own reaction. He said, real victory will continue to elude us until we focus... Oh, I'm sorry. This is the wrong quote. That's what other people are saying. But the Afghanistan president and some other political leaders are like, can you please stop? Can you please leave... Now
leave Afghanistan.
And a lot of people in America are also saying it's like we've wasted billions of dollars on two wars at a time when the nation needed the money the most. Mm-hmm. Republicans are trying to gut our infrastructure and public transportation. They're trying to remove Medicare, making the poor and hungry in this country the most vulnerable. And the sad thing is that Osama bin Laden technically won. Mm-hmm. He's shown the nation's enemies how terrorism works. And said that is an effective way of disrupting the economy of this country and its infrastructure is by putting fear in people's hearts.
Well, everybody already knew that that's how you start wars, is you do things like that. I mean,
but it's knowing and improving it.
Remember the Maine? They even say that, like, what was a big business here in America, like, bombed their own ship in Cuba to start the Spanish-American War. Pearl Harbor, they attacked, So it's when you do things like that, the United States is going to respond.
They shoot everything.
Yeah.
But I think they shot their cat last year.
The difference between World War II and this is that the U.S. responded not necessarily by attacking other countries, but also by attacking itself, by gutting its infrastructure in the name of war. Mm-hmm. And a lot of ways is like the country came together and created a lot of infrastructure based as a response to World War II that we just don't have. We're trying to get rid of now. I mean, Medicare and our public transportation system and our nation's highways are crumbling, and we care more about fighting a war elsewhere.
That New Deal is old news.
So if you really want... want to kill Osama bin Laden,
thank you for that.
If you really want to kill Osama bin Laden, you make sure that our Medicare, you make sure that our nation's highways and our public transportation.
But let's be very clear about Afghanistan, though. I hate to do broad swaths about people, but it's a horrible country. And these people that live there treat their women horribly and make them wear these horrible burqas. They have no rights. They can't go out of the house. Mm-hmm. Women's rights in that country are deplorable. And then what they do to little boys which is worse, They
and
treat them in like
many
sex
other
slaves.
Countries do the same things to their own people. Does not justify a war.
That justifies aid.
I'm not saying
not attacking.
I'm not just saying like a war though. Like we don't have to be. But these things, working on the human condition, is important, and it's very important for America to take a lead on this kind of stuff. And I don't not necessarily with guns, but. What do you do?
Not
just
at the expense.
Aid, send grassroots groups over there to fix small problems at a time. Like there's a great, I forget the name of the group, but they're working with Afghan women in prisons, just making sure that their kids while in prison are getting milk every day and just little things like that. Cause just everything's. Just
and Jay Leno, for being a jerk that he is, his wife was one of the people that was for the past 10 years since before 9/11 has been working on trying to help women in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
And you gotta do what you can.
And the U.S. Army's let me help you ladies by shooting everyone around you.
Well, and again, it's like there's a lot of injustice in this world, but it does not justify going to war. It does not justify having atrocities and injustice in this country in order to fight atrocities and injustice in other countries.
Yeah.
And removing the support network for the poor and the vulnerable in this country in order to justify you know, help making life better for somebody else someplace else mm-hmm. is robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah, we got to take care of our own first.
Robbing Ahmed to pay
But then when you also Muhammad. Have situations like this, though, too, where you have a culture that's disrespectful to women and is you know, basically is molesting their children, you're going to produce terrorists. And so this problem is not going to go away necessarily by bombing them. It's about, you know, trying to draw them into, you know, the 21st century.
Again, but you don't do that with war. And you don't do that with expensive wars. And you don't do that with violence. So can we move on, though?
Yes.
Yeah.
We can move on.
Okay.
But that was good, though.
Violence is not the solution.
I just wanted to get that out because people are just like, just pull out and leave it. And like, well...
No,
what's going to happen?
Well, it's not about pulling in or pulling out. It's the way, it's the problem is nuance.
Because we all know pulling out is not an effective strategy.
Yeah.
How many babies has your character had? So you actually brought your keyboard here.
Oh, wait, one more thing about, there's also one guy about 9/11. So I want to talk about Gary Weddle, who vowed after 9/11 that he would never cut his beard until Osama bin Laden had been killed.
So this is a man named who?
Gary Weddy.
So this this weird old kook who grew out his beard.
And he ended up looking like Osama bin Laden.
What if it's him that's dead right now?
No, because they have pictures of him shaving off his beard. So now he is...
What does he look like after his beard?
Just looks some dude.
Is he donating his hair to like some charity or something? His beard,
like
to soak up the oil spill. Still,
listen. Tom Cruise needs a beard. Always needs a new beard.
Mm-hmm. Katie's looking all thin. He's a new beard.
So, meanwhile, Kellan Lutz went skateboarding shirtless on Muscle Beach.
And he's hot.
He's so,
so
hot.
Impromptu with his shirt off and just happened to be skateboarding when all these photographs of him were...
Sex sells. Lauren, you have a gorgeous body. I'm not going to... I promise myself...
Thanks.
Get some tits a-popping. Pose in a bikini. Pose in a bikini on your Facebook status update and... People be like, hey, what's your name?
That's so funny to me. Because I would like, but to me, like, I was telling you earlier, like, sex is the death of comedy to me.
It's not the death
of
comedy.
So all my characters like ugly women because that's fun for me. Like, I have fun, like, dressing
up
being
you,
ugly.
If it makes you funnier and it makes you happier, do it. Mm-hmm. But I always tell to comedians, don't sacrifice your happiness. And don't be look out ways to be miserable in order to make your audience laugh. Because the audience will
not
laugh
worth
at
it.
You.
No.
They're not worth it.
And that's why I didn't get permanent reconstructive surgery to be Connie Howe. It's just glasses and a headband.
I'm sure Carrot Top is very happy as a bodybuilder. And I hear that his career, his show, I don't know what it is like, but I hear it's funnier than ever.
Well, and, you know, as he's gotten to that level, he does a show. I think he's permanently like in Vegas. So, I mean, he's just like... Bring me the checks.
I don't know what he does.
But what happened to Joe Piscopo, though? He got all those I'm worried you're going to get too many muscles like Joe Piscopo and stop being funny. Because remember when he was, like, funny?
Yeah.
And then he got muscles, and you're like, what is this like strange
you.
Beast?
You know what it is? Is that he never really was funny.
And he was funny.
And then when we started seeing his body, and we're like, oh, I guess he wasn't funny to begin with.
Well, what it is, though, too, I think sometimes comedians lose their charm after a while. You're charmed by their comedy, and then you're just like, well, I've heard your jokes before.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. It's just, listen, don't sacrifice your beauty and your joy for anyone.
How about this? Mm-hmm. Bikini with a machine gun.
Like a Sarah Palin
thing for
you. I
would only do it if it was a bikini with like a giant wig stuffed in the bottom so it looked like my pubes are overflowing.
Oh.
Like unshaved legs.
How about just big ladies?
Just a giant. I do have a vagina puppet. I could just put a vagina puppet in front of me. Some boob puppets. And be like, look, I'm naked. There's googly eyes on my tits.
Well, you have a song, Under Pressure, here.
Yes, and it's actually
an original song.
It's not me singing it. There's this old dame I know.
Yeah.
AKA Marilyn Summers. She's a jazz enthusiast, and she covers 90s hits and with inspirational messages. Like Under Pressure.
What's the inspirational message of Under Pressure?
It's about just cooling out. Cooling it out. Relaxing. Don't be under pressure. A lot of performers and comedians are under pressure, so this song is for them.
Hello, my name is Marilyn Summers, as in summertime, and the Marilyn is easy. And I've got a little song for you about being sweaty and being under pressure. It's by my friends, the Queens. a dramatic introduction. Pressure, it's pushing down on me, it's pressing down on you. No man asked for, I didn't ask Santa for this. Under pressure, that burns up building down, that splits a family in two and puts people on streets. Da da da, boom boom bay, da da da, da. Here it comes. It's the terror of knowing what this world is all about. It's watching some good friends scream, let me out. I pray tomorrow takes me higher because there's pressure on people and there's people on streets. You guys ready to boogie? All right, here we go. Let's boogie. I'm tripping around. I kick my legs around the floor. Are these all the days that never rains but it pours? E-da-ba-bop, e-da-bop, e-da-bop. Be-ba-be-ba-be-ba-be-ba. People on the streets. Da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da. People on the streets. Da-dee-da-dee-da-dee-da. It's the terror of knowing what this world is all about. It's watching some good friends scream, let me out. A bright tomorrow takes me higher. I need some pot. Cause there's pressure on people and there's people on streets. Get out your snaps. Turn away from it all like a blind man. I sat on a fence, but it don't work. Well, I keep coming up with love, but it's so slashed and torn. Why? Why? Because love, 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 love. Insanity laughs under pressure, we're cracking. Can't we give ourselves one more chance? Why can't we give ourselves one more chance? Why can't we give love, 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 give love? Cause love's such an old-fashioned word, and love dares you to care for the people on the edge of the night. And love dares you to change your way of caring about ourselves. This is our last chance. This is our last chance. Because this is ourselves under pressure.
Marilyn Summers.
I'm going to take that in and release the pressure.
Yeah.
And release the pressure. You know, it didn't work so well for Freddie Mercury, just saying that.
I know.
Why?
He succumbed to pressure.
I think he died from AIDS.
I think it was stress that killed him.
You think it was stress that killed him?
Of having AIDS.
Yeah.
Maybe. Hard to make AIDS funny.
It is. There's ways to do it.
Yeah. There's ways. Listen, if... Anything can be turned into a joke.
Yeah,
anything.
Connie has a lot of AIDS jokes.
She does. I want to hear some of them.
Or like I forget the wording of it, but something about how like there's Farm Aid and sometimes there's Band Aid, but why not AIDS Aid? It's catchy. Just have an AIDS Aid Day. That's all it is.
Why not?
AIDS Aid.
Help AIDS out.
It's not even really a joke. It's the same word.
It's an observation.
Yeah. Last time you were on the show, or it was the first time, you were with Bertha Mason.
Coach Bertha.
Who we discovered had a long-term sexual relationship with a guy she met on the internet, where she pretended to be his coach. We also found out that Coach Bertha Mason is a Christian.
Became a Christian after doing your best Church of God work.
And the look on your face
was horror.
Horror.
I was getting a migraine anyway at the time, so like nothing really seemed real.
You were like, I just see like light clouds.
Yeah. I'm like, the vision, my vision was closing in, and then he said, you know, I believe in Jesus and that he can save people. And I was like, you're fucking kidding me. he's not real.
Did you get him high before he came on the show or something?
He doesn't smoke weed. But somehow whenever I'm around him, like, I always want to smoke a lot more weed.
I can understand
just to
that.
Make up, but just to make up
for it. It's all those pies.
Share it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what it is? It's like when you see somebody who's such a good confectionarist. Mm-hmm. Is that such
pastry
a word?
Pastry maker.
A pastry chef, you know? And Bertha, you know, love her or hate her drag, she knows her fucking pies.
Yeah, those and the blondies that she
makes. Oh, my God.
God.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, it's sort of... Her, the best way I could describe him to the listeners is this is a guy who really truly adores baking. Mm. I mean, with a passion and love. And he loves, he consumes his, you know, he eats all he can and he sells the rest. And then he dresses up in drag.
No, he's looking quite svelte these days.
He is. Oh,
he's walking and biking around New York City.
Oh, New York will make
looking
you,
good.
You know what it is? It's the goldfish effect of New York City. Because you know how, like, if you have a goldfish and you put them in, like, in a small bowl, they never really grow.
Yeah.
Or if you put them in a big aquarium, they get bigger. Mm-hmm. New York's like that because it's small.
Actually, if you take a goldfish and you put them in a smaller bowl... They start shrinking.
Do they really?
I don't know.
They die.
They die.
It could happen.
And then they start shrinking. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so she was like confessing to us that she's like believing in Jesus now, you know? And
we were all like, you're full of shit, Bertha.
Yeah.
You're totally full of shit.
That's a good bit.
You're trying to shit me right now. And
she's
I'm not
listening to this
it.
Right now.
Of course she is.
Coach Bertha Mason, we want to know, are you still believing in Jesus or not? Weigh in on the website.
Feastoffun.
I love you, Bertha.
.com. We want to know if you're kneeling for Christ.
Or is it just Jesus?
Because in New York City, there's some good-looking Puerto Rican men, you know. Mm-hmm.
There's lots of men.
Only one of them made it all the way to Chicago. The rest stayed in the Bronx. So Cher came forward, I guess. I'm not sure what's going on here, but any news item about Cher's fun.
A good one.
Well, the documentary about Chaz Bono's transition is going to be appearing on, or maybe it already did appear on the OWN. On the OWN network. Becoming Chaz.
That was a great transition. It was like, awkward lady. Like,
awkward.
Like,
man.
Handsome man. Like, not handsome, but just like, she's like built now. Ooh. It's like, she's massive. It's like, wow, you're a strong dude. That's kind of interesting. It's funny.
Yeah, all this time we thought you were just a big fat chick. You're actually a big guy.
Yeah, you're like a strong man with tattoos. What is going on, Chaz?
So Cher talked about Chaz Bono's sex change again, and she said, hey, I admire my son Chaz's courage for sharing his personal journey. The most important thing to me is that he's very happy. That's what I care about the most. If I woke up tomorrow in a guy's body, I would just kick and scream and cry and fucking rub a bank because I cannot see myself as anything but who I am, Cher. I would not take it well as Chaz has. I couldn't imagine it. In the interview, she called Chaz a smart girl before correcting herself and calling him a boy. This is where we get into trouble, of course. Oh. I don't still remember to call her him. Hey, if I woke up tomorrow in Sonny's body, I'd be clawing trying to get out of the coffin. Oh. You try being Cher for a day. Oh. I've been Cher for my entire life. It's hard.
A gypsy, a tramp, and a thief. That's what she
is. So, yeah. Cher.
Anytime you get to the thing about Cher is that she's not funny if she's happy.
Mm-hmm. She has to be annoyed, is what you're
saying. Annoyed, upset, and burdened. Mm-hmm. Like, hi guys, it's me, Cher. I'm doing just fine. Thanks for caring about me. Bye.
I want to see like the Cher that I'm pissed off to her, where she doesn't sing. She just does like rants.
Snap out of it.
Rants. I'm not gonna sing tonight.
I don't feel like singing tonight. My voice hurts. My ankles hurt. Do you know how hard it is to wear these pumps on stage? I'm fucking old, okay?
If I could turn back time, I'd look younger.
If I could turn back time, I'd wear tennis shoes in the 80s.
I gotta say, though, her face has kind of fallen into... Like, there was a few years ago where she looked really weird, but her face is kind of, like, set. Like, now it's kind of... feel like it's been filled in all the right
spaces.
Fallen
into the folds.
Yes. Yeah. Like, it just seems to, like, mm-hmm. work now. Like, a few years ago, she was looking really weird and tragic.
I just love Cher so much.
Don't understand plastic surgery. It just is scary.
You wouldn't get anything done?
No, come I mean, on. It's your
well,
face.
You're
putting
and
plastic shit in
why.
Your face. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm so attractive. I don't need plastic surgery.
I don't
surgery.
Understand why anybody would want to look
understand.
Better.
Listen,
it's
Lauren.
It's just so hard to be
if you, when you get to my age, you'll understand everything about wanting to look your best.
Well, I did have some work done, as you can tell by the photo on the website. I had some eye work done.
Mm.
What do you mean by eye work done?
I had that big eye removed and another prettier
that's
one
that's just an
installed.
Arts and crafts project. And you're talking about my plastic surgery like that hurts my feelings.
I just have a secret urge to be ugly.
So speaking of divas, so yeah. Cher, they're gonna make Beaches. Have you ever seen the movie Beaches with
Beach.
Bette Midler?
Yeah,
they're gonna make it into a movie. Hershey,
they're gonna make the movie into a musical.
Oh my god!
And so on Broadway,
what that Bette Midler role?
It's gonna follow childhood gal pal Cece, a redheaded loudmouth who wants to be a star, and Bertie, whose dreams are more traditional, from the 1950s to the 1980s. When the latter is stricken with illness. Over the years, the friends reunite on beaches around the world. So yeah, could you imagine they're going to turn this into a musical?
My and God. With Cher awesome. Doing the role of Bette Midler.
Really?
Did you ever know that you're my hero? Ho! You're everything I wish I could be.
I know this is blasphemy, but I can't stand that movie. Every time it's like on and I see part of it,
I love
I'm just
the
like,
first part, but
why
the rest
do people
is...
like this?
Do you know, yeah. I saw Beaches when I was like a little gay teenage boy.
Did you?
And I cried.
No, you aww. Didn't.
And I was like, I wish that I had a friend that I could share these feelings with.
Aww.
Is it Barbara
well,
Hershey that's the... Oh, so yours is Barbara Hershey.
Mark is
don't
my
die.
Barbara Hershey.
I'm don't feeling die. My breasts right now. Yeah.
Mark, did you ever know that you're my hero?
Oh, I did know that.
You're the wind between my legs.
Ooh.
That's a fart, Fausto. That's a fart.
You lift me up, is what I'm saying. You give a aroma and ambience to the room. Well, you're getting married.
I am.
To a man or a woman?
Well, I think he's a man so far.
Have you seen,
he
done
identifies.
Any
if anything,
pants inspection?
I have done a pants inspection, but you know, people change, frogs change sex during the
would
time
you
of their
still,
life, so
it's
knows?
For better or for worse, if your husband said to you a year from now, I'm transitioning to be a woman, would you still stay married to him on record right now? I'm putting you on the spot.
Yeah, because I love him as a person.
So you'd go lesbian for him?
Well, yeah, because I love him for who he is as a person, not because he's a man.
Wow.
That's a good answer. I think most people, is that what happens with most marriages, though? I wonder what the percentage
sometimes,
is.
Sometimes marriages end and some people transition, then they stay in love. I would say that most people actually stay in love.
Because
mm-hmm.
you know? if they've gone this far
yeah,
with you,
and they're
then
your
they're
best
probably gonna,
friend, and you
know?
Love them. And
it's a great question yeah. to ask, though. Like most straight people, are like I never thought about that. And then you know, especially for women, they start looking at their
time.
Husband differently.
But I think a lot of women try and feminize their husbands, don't they? Do you ever try and like you know because they metrosexualize him up, or like, honey, you should wear the pink shirt, and he's just like.
I do buy him like retro Western shirts with pearl snap buttons. I like find that very
oh,
attractive.
I love those, yeah.
Yeah.
But do you ever like put any like eye makeup on him and say, you look so pretty with a little eyeliner?
Well, one time he'd wear my jeans to just like run down and change the laundry because his jeans were dirty and it fucking cracked me up because his ass looked really nice in my lady jeans.
He can fit into your jeans?
He can barely fit into them, yeah. His booty was popping out. It was really cute. So
it was
like,
a badunk-a-dunk.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I dress him up in my pants again, but other than that, I don't put makeup on him or anything. Sometimes I'll squeeze his boob as a joke, just be like, hey there, looking good. And just like squeeze his tit, but I do that to everybody.
Oh, that's
you
so
didn't
nice.
Do it to me.
I'll do it before I leave. Aww. They weren't exposed.
Yeah.
Put those panties
listen,
on.
Listen, I got a lot of plastic surgery here. Somebody better squeeze these tits before they drop.
Yeah.
Again.
Aww.
Rick Springfield's in it was a prison last night, or jail. Not in prison.
For what?
For stealing Jesse's girl.
Wow.
Ay, Dios mío.
See how I set him up for that?
That was really good, Mark.
He wished he had Jesse's girl to bail his boozed up ass after he was arresting for driving drunk in his blue Corvette in Malibu, California. and they posted pictures of him, and he looks awful.
He looked good a couple of years ago, so I wonder what happened. Well, of course, he's like hungover, and it's his prison photo, so he's probably like, you know, I don't think they photoshopped it.
So they pulled him over because he had a traffic violation. I guess he like ran a stop sign or a red light.
And what happens when you're drunk?
You know, if you're a celebrity and you're drinking or doing drugs, just take a goddamn cab. Because you'll be in the news, you can
afford it.
Or something. But he was subjected to a sobriety test and failed when he was arrested. And his blood alcohol level was 0.1.
Is that a lot?
That's like formaldehyde.
Oh, 0.01 is the...
No, 0.1.
Oh, that's really drunk.
Yeah.
That's like... You can't... you really can't even drive.
You think you are Jesse's girl when you're that drunk.
Right.
How can I be a woman like that?
I'm sure, but after all those years of like drinking, that he could probably handle. I mean, not handle it to the extent to drive, but that it wouldn't affect him as much as, you know.
It's like Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah.
Like, he pretty much can... He can... You know, he's actually very acrobatic.
Well, at what level is it considered like alcohol poisoning?
Like, I guess until when you drop dead. I don't know.
Did you hear about this is a while ago, but there was like that baby who was drunk in Applebee's.
Oh, they gave a baby a margarita in a sippy cup.
And it's hard to tell because you don't know if he's just acting like a baby or if he's just acting wasted. Like, it's very
well,
similar.
You accidentally, as a bartender, almost gave a baby a cocktail.
I was at a waiting table. I gave a baby, like, a gin and tonic or something. Because it looked exactly like a 7-Up, you know? What are you going to, you know?
The baby loved it.
He was like, it tastes funny. And the parents, this is real parents smooth. Parents were a little mad, but the kid just had a sip. Mm-hmm. A little sip of alcohol is not going to kill you.
I guess the kid drank a lot of it, though, at Applebee's. And like, I had to go to the hospital because he's so small. But it's like, man, that's crazy.
I don't know. People put like whiskey on their kid's mouth like when they're teething.
I'm definitely going to do that.
Yeah.
Get the baby to sleep. Keep just drunk. Have a little thimble full of rye before you go to sleep, baby.
Oh, my goodness. Good mom.
Oh,
Mariah Carey gave birth to fraternal twins.
Aww.
One boy and by girl and her husband.
Nick Cannon, who's a hottie.
Oh, yeah. He was very nervous. Body. He showed up to the wrong department of the hospital, and he's like, they're happy. Mimi's happy. Oh, that's all that matters.
Happy at last.
They're going to say wrong department at the Sears. Like, he's in the completely wrong place.
You're supposed to be in plumbing.
And then everybody's like excited about the new white iPhones.
They're so racist.
Yeah, they're saying that the white iPhones are 1 millimeter thicker than the black iPhones.
Are they really?
No, this just lives in a better neighborhood.
Oh!
How many jokes have I set up for you now? Three. Count of three jokes.
Oh my goodness.
They don't stop coming on the Feast of Blood.
They don't. Feast of jokes.
So Lauren Moll, Darth Moll, she's in Chicago at the Town Hall Pub. It's free. Why not go?
Yeah, last Thursdays of the month. Do it.
And Cameron Esposito's there that night, too.
She was there a couple months ago. She came and did a surprise set during the show.
But you opened for her show recently, didn't you? Or do you always open for her?
No, sometimes I open with the band that opens for the Coles Open Mic.
Okay.
Foz the Hook Band. Sometimes I'm their little guest and I'll sing with them. Awesome. And then I practice my songs in the open mic. Because when I get back from the wedding and the honeymoon, I'm going to do a Marilyn Summers like extravaganza show. Where it's going to be music and comedy and like vaudeville crazy stuff.
That is such a drag queen name. I have to commend you on that. Marilyn Summers.
Marilyn Summers, yeah.
So let's go over your character, Cindy Sunday.
Cindy Sunday.
She's no matter how long and hard she prays, she can't have any kids.
Yeah, she's barren. And they're all based on teachers I grew up with, which is weird.
Do they know?
No, they don't. But people that I know that know the same teachers that like I knew growing up, they're like, oh my God, that's totally so-and-so. Like Cindy Sunday's totally this lady.
Well, when I saw you perform Cindy Sunday at First Church of God, because I'd seen you perform before I'd actually
best
met
church
you.
Again. Best I think best. There is a real First Church of God. That's not satirical.
I like this, isn't there like a Third Church of God too?
There's
or second?
So many.
There's a lot. They like to number their churches. But I remember like seeing you and I instantly knew that you were Catholic. I was just like, this is not evangelical Christian. This is like an evangelical Catholic. You know, happy, sing songs about God, and just kind of like that terminal sadness in the background.
Yeah. You know. You just got to sing through the barrenness, you know? Poor Cindy.
So you have Cindy Sunday. And Marilyn Summers.
Marilyn Summers. And she's the older one of the characters. And she's the piano one. Yeah, there's some characters like can play instruments and some characters can't play instruments.
And then the 80s comedian, her
or
name.
90s, yeah.
Well, 90s, she Connie
from
Howell.
The 80s too, yeah.
And they all have their own Twitter accounts.
Connie has her own Twitter.
Okay.
And her own YouTube. Connie's probably the one that has the most internet thing just because she's like an attention whore. Marilyn...
I really like your Twitter account. It's,
thank you.
It's very generous of you because it's all like it's all content and no links.
Yeah, I hate links. I never read people's with like links. I think that's boring.
Well, some people like they use Twitter as a way to follow somebody's content someplace else. Like a lot of the people that follow us on Twitter, they don't necessarily like they just do it to keep tabs, you know, so they want to know when a new podcast is up or
but you're giving like real
she's
entertainment
a made up
realness.
Person
yeah like
sometimes
there's
I'll plug the town hall show, you know, but other than that it's just that's
you have 12 followers.
Ooh, I had 11 this morning, so hey
so if you
I
follow Connie Howe on Twitter she'll follow you back.
I'm sure she will. She
do
might even suck
come
your
on.
Dick too.
Isn't
yeah,
there a
totally
way you
will.
Can automatically set that up where you can just automatically follow somebody back,
and both of us follow Bill Cosby. There are many
Grandpa
ways to
Cummy.
Automate your Twitter account. Yes, Google that.
Ooh,
this
gonna,
is not the place to do this.
You guys know so much about like just promotion and stuff, and that's the part I'm so
you know. This is why
about,
I tell
so.
People don't think of it as promotion. Think of it as that if you bought and made a really nice birthday card for a friend and you never gave it to them.
That's a really, really great
good.
Sentiment.
It's selfish not to share this stuff with other people.
I
Connie.
Have a whole cabinet full of like unhanded out birthday cards.
I bet you do.
And no. Mother's Day is coming up. Everybody, get your cards out there.
Girl. Make one and then hide it.
It's giving to others is the most important thing we can do as a human being.
It's how we show love.
Yeah, you can't love is a verb.
I give a lot on my website.
Not a destination.
It's just a lot of.
But you got to make it easy for people to find out what you're doing. And that's why you're here.
That's why I'm here.
Connie Howe, the Connie Howe with an E on Twitter. And you can find out about her on her website also, Lauren Maul, as in Darth Maul.com. Deadly Comedy. We want to thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much for having me.
We want to remind the listeners that today's show would not be possible without your support. Go to feastoffun.com/donate and make a contribution. Your financial support makes the show possible. Without you, we can't pay our bills, and so we have to stop doing what we do. Can I spell that out any more clear?
I don't know if you can.
Yes.
Say it one more time.
If you did not pay any money this month, this week, to Feast of Fun, you're basically putting a nail in the coffin of Feast of Fun.
Nail
if you hate
trouble.
Us,
you're
don't pay any money.
Shooting a bullet through our head and dumping us off in the middle of the sea to sink to the bottom.
But with a respectful funeral.
Yes. And I want to remind listeners too that we have a sale on t-shirts. Buy two, get one free. Offer is going to end this week, so act now.
If,
get your t-shirts.
If not, Cher's going to have to like go someplace else. She'll die.
Oh, no.
Cher
now
will
everyone's
die.
Everyone's going to buy a shirt.
Everyone's going to die.
If you don't buy a t-shirt, Cher will die and the terrorists win. And Darth Maul will have, should just turn into Connie Howe and disappear.
Get a trailer somewhere.
And you'll never hear from Lauren Maul again.
Ooh.
Look, she's sick already.
Oh, no. I'm... just cuffed up some blood on an old hanky. Ooh.
I think if we can raise enough money, Lauren, we might be able to get pay for that operation.
I hope so.
I don't think there's enough money for both lungs.
Ooh.
Just
well,
one.
We can save one.
Just one.
Oh.
Why, God, did you have to make two lungs in human bodies?
Oh.
You ate one heart, one brain. Why not one lung?
Why not one lung?
Stupid God.
Why two kidneys?
We'd be
advantageous.
Why one liver?
Because if one fails, then the other one. You don't really need a liver.
What?
Yeah, you do.
That's not... You can cut a liver in half, I think.
Well, it'll grow back.
And part of it'll grow. Whereas, like, the kidney, if you cut a kidney in half, you're fucked it.
Yeah, you're
it's
done.
Over.
Mm-hmm.
You can cut, basically, the way the... Except for the heart. And this is... I'm not a doctor.
You like sell things on the black market, right? Though,
but you can cut most organs like in half or something.
Oh, don't make things up like that.
Well, see, your
liver,
you can.
Is something you can take a piece of a liver or like a baby's liver, like.
Well, think about it.
You put it in your own body.
The black market's guide to organ removal.
The Feast of Fun guide to medicine and science. If you had a lobotomy, you'll survive.
Whoa.
Okay, you may not be, you know, talking and dancing.
You can remove part of the brain.
You can move part of the brain, you can still make it.
Not most of it.
You can still have babies. Basically, like, can you have babies?
You won't enjoy it, but you can have them.
You'll be like, are you my mother?
You can remove one eye.
You can remove an eye. Mm-hmm. You'll be fine.
You can get rid of an ear.
You can get rid of an ear. You can get rid of most or half of your liver.
Get rid of balls.
You can't get rid of half of your balls. You don't have babies. Whole penis. Mm. You can get rid of one of your kidneys, but not both of them. Mm-mm. You can get rid of one of your lungs, not both of them. But if you get rid of your heart, you're dead.
Well, I'm going to keep it in my chest.
I wonder, could you have a pump that you just like crank to yourself?
No, there's
you
actually...
know what I mean? But if you fell asleep, you'd die.
There are I saw this short film about these experiments in Russia where they would kill a dog and then bring him back to life just by inserting a pump and a tube into him. So it pumped his heart for him. And then
that's
he came back to life.
That's an X-Files episode.
It was crazy. No, it's for reals.
And then they stopped the pump and then he died.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's people out there that have mechanical hearts right now, right? Yeah. There's one or two
John
people.
McCain.
No.
Or is it the other
is
one?
Just made from coal or whatever.
Blackness.
Yeah.
No, it's Vice President Cheney, who wished President Obama congratulations. He was like, congratulations. Oof. Begrudgingly wished him congratulations.
So scary. I feel like his heart has a little Men in Black alien steering him around
probably
in it or something.
He's just awful, awful human beings.
But you know, Lady Gaga's heart is 3 times bigger.
It is.
Unfortunately, because she takes so many performance enhancing drugs. That's
she's
why
giving
it's bigger.
She's giving away $1 million to organizations in New York City that help LGBT youth. Isn't that fantastic?
Fuck, so man. Nice. Can we clone Lady Gaga?
I know.
That's what we need more. Actually, we need more of Lady Gaga.
There's actually a page on Facebook where you can vote to see who gets the proportion, who gets the most amount of money. We heard from the Harvey Milk School in New York City, and they were saying, please vote for us.
So. Oh, and you know, I apologize for the people in Alabama and the South whose, their communities have been devastated by these tornadoes. And unfortunately, so many other things have happened in the news that their crisis and the calamities have been overshadowed by them. But you can donate money to the Red Cross and support them in Alabama, and just Google it and you'll find out how to support them. Even though the Republicans in those communities have been fighting hard to remove funding for emergency things and cutting funding for FEMA for circumstances just like that. I still, even though karma's a bitch, it still doesn't justify gloating over somebody's misery. So please donate to the American Red Cross in support of people in Alabama. And shout out to our listeners like Steven.
Who lives in Alabama.
Who lives in Alabama and is picking up the pieces.
We have quite a few listeners in Alabama. David lives down there, and Stephen. There's a couple of other people.
Well,
I always get letters from people from Alabama saying, I live in Alabama and I love your show. Thank God for Feast of Fun, because otherwise I'd just be stuck in Alabama.
I like Mobile. I've driven and hung out in Mobile, Alabama.
I don't think I've ever been to Alabama or through Alabama.
Because if you live in Austin, Texas, and you go to Miami, Florida, you have to go through Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually not a bad city. Especially now with the internet and stuff.
Yeah. And now they can see what the rest of the world is.
Where the gays are at.
But it's like, it's an oil town. I mean,
really?
You drive through it, you're like, refinery, 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 refinery.
Oil's money.
Honey, oil is life. That's why we need to find other alternative fuel sources.
Lauren, you're going to leave us with another song?
Yeah, I think Marilyn can come by to do one more. Geez. Let's see.
Well, I've got one more, and it's a Madonna cover of Express Yourself. Maybe you heard Lady Gaga recently covered this song as well. She called it something else, though. But here we go. This is Express Yourself. Come on, girls. Do you believe in love? Just put your paws up. 'Cause, baby, you were born this way. Don't go for second best, baby. Put your love to that test. You know, you've got to make him express how he feels. And baby, then you'll know your love is real. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect.
hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. Listen to me when I say, express yourself, you've got to make it. Express yourself, hey, 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 hey. So if you want it right now, I'll make them show you how. I'm on the right track, baby, I was born this way. Slow it down, here we go, slow it down. Long-stemmed roses are the way to your heart, but he needs to start with your head. Start by giving head. Satin sheets are very romantic. What happens when you're not in bed? I don't know, I don't remember. Give yourself prudence and love your friends. Subway kid, rejoice your truth. She's talking about Jared from the Subway commercials there. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, respect my youth. And even though I'm an old lady, I still know how to express myself. I've got to make it. Express myself. Hey, 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 hey. So if you want to right now, I'll make them show you how. I'm on the right track, baby, I was born this way. All right, we're gonna take it to the bridge now. And this bridge is suspended with a drumstick, so get ready. Here we go, hold on to your butts. Ooh, there ain't no other way. Baby, I was born this way. Baby, I was born this way. Ooh, there ain't no other way. Baby, I was born this way. Express what you've got, baby, ready or not. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Marlon Brando and Jimmy Dean on the cover of a magazine. Your black, white based Shola descent. You're Lebanese, you're Orient. You're ladies with an attitude. You are fellas that are in the mood. Well, don't just stand there, love yourself today. Strike a pose, baby. You were born this way. Express yourself, you've got to make it. Express yourself, hey, 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 hey. So if you wanna buy now, I'll make them show you how. I'm on the right track, baby, I was born this way. This all day, baby, I was born this way. These songs all sound the same. Hey, 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 baby, I was born this way. These songs are for the gays, gay horses. Hey, baby, I was born this way. Get me a cone bra, give me some coleslaw. Baby, I was born this way. Baby, I was born this way to express myself today. And I express myself. Without the heart, there can be no understanding between the hand and the mind.